much. So today I would like to talk about converting all Samsung cameras, giving them a new life, and using them to post your pictures right to Mastodon or maybe also other media. So what do we have? We have different cameras like this one, or maybe even professional ones like this. And we would like to use this simple USB LTE dongle to send photos from the camera to Mastodon. In the last 15 years, Samsung has created a wide range of different camera models. So I have two examples here, but there were over 30 different models with built-in Wi-Fi modules, and starting from compact ones and up to rather professional high-end cameras, which are still usable today and competitive with the current market situation. The camera series by Samsung was officially discontinued in 2015, and the cameras are still available on the used market, starting from 30 euros for the smaller ones and going to 300 euros and more for the professional models. And given that they have a Wi-Fi module, I was interested to see how we can bring them back to life. Here's an example from a camera menu, so you can use a vast number of proprietary services to upload your pictures right from the camera. This was provided by a Samsung-hosted central API service that got discontinued in 2021, very unfortunately. And the service was handling authentication, forwarding of the pictures to the respective social network, and the supported model, or the different models supported different social services and were usable for example, for email, and Facebook is supported almost on every model, but other models only support a smaller subset. And my guess is that this was implemented through a Samsung API and not directly connecting to the Facebook and other services from the camera, because the APIs change often, and this way Samsung didn't have to roll out new firmware versions whenever one of the upstream APIs had to change. Now, how does it work normally? The camera is connecting to a local Wi-Fi network or to a hotspot. Then it is establishing a connection to the Samsung Cloud API, logs in, uploads pictures, and then it is done, essentially. Unfortunately, due to the fact that the services were shut down in 2021, we don't have this channel anymore, and so we also cannot see what kind of response is expected from this API service. However, what we can do is at the hotspot or Wi-Fi network level to redirect this to our own implementation. Now, the only thing we need to figure out is what kind of response format do the cameras expect. And I have done this based for two different model ranges. One of them is NX300, 500 and NX1, which are actually Linux computers with a camera module. And it is rather easy to get root access on the Linux system. However, the camera itself is run through a large blob binary with almost no debug symbols and any other way. So you can access the operating system, but you cannot access the camera itself in any meaningful way. You can just inject key commands and see what kind of system calls it is running, but not do very much actually. And based on reverse engineering the communication pattern, I figured out that there are two different APIs. One of them is for sending emails. This is essentially just a standard HTTP post request that is sent by the camera to a server run by Samsung. And it contains an XML file with the metadata, like from which address to which address, what kind of body text, and the image or images. And the camera just expects an HTTP OK, and this is rather easy to implement and has been done in 2022 by me and has been working since. However, the social media API is slightly different. So the camera is also doing an HTTP request, but there is quite a number of different encrypted payloads in it. And well, following those up was quite a challenge, because username and password are encrypted with a session key. The session key is actually encrypted using RSA. However, it is generated using a function called secuRandom, which is just calling the systemRand function initialized with time. So essentially, it is just the current number of seconds at the clock converted into a fancy format. And then the result is thrown away and replaced by 40 bytes from the call stack. This was an interesting adventure,